Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, most of us like to have fun, and we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
This sure is a nice day for a drive.
Yes, just beautiful. I love the brisk fall weather. The air has such a merry Christmas to it.
A what?
A merry Christmas.
And a happy new year to you. Don't you get it, kiddo? You said... Where do you want to go? You name it, and I'll drive you there to pay you back for that corny joke I just made.
Well, we'd have to visit the Taj Mahal to make things even on that one. Let's see now. Anywhere I want, huh?
Yep, you just name it.
Well, how about Frank's garage? That sounds like a perfect place, and it's a good thing we're right near there, because...
What the heck's the matter with this? Uh-oh. Out of gas.
Well, there's Frank's on the corner. You think we'll make it?
Just keep your fingers crossed, kiddo. I'll coax her along.
Easy, easy.
Yeah. Ah, I just made it. Looks like Frank's busy with another customer.
Be ready in a minute, folks. There you are, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, that's Mrs. Atherton, McGee.
Who?
Hello, Mrs. Atherton. How's the baby?
Oh, just fine, thanks. How's your little Edgar?
Edgar? Oh, she's the one that thinks...
I'm Mrs. Cronin, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Edgar's all right, thank you. Took a fall off his tricycle yesterday and bumped his head, though.
Oh, I hope it wasn't serious.
Oh, no, he looks better now. Flattened out his pointed head a little.
McGee.
Oh, well.
Just a little bump. He's all right.
Well, nice seeing you, dear. Give my regards to Gloria May.
Right.
That ain't the silliest routine.
Now then, what can I do for you, Oh, hello, Mrs. McGee.
Hello, Mr. Fuller. We need some gas.
Yeah, and you are the nearest. I mean, naturally, when I need gas, I always come to you, Frank.
Oh, you do, huh?
Well, I sure do.
Well, then you got the only car in town that gets 380 miles to the gallon. Don't kid me, Fib. If it wasn't for this price war we're all mixed up in, you'd be out at the serve yourself joint on the highway.
Price war?
Well, certainly. Mean to tell me you haven't heard about it?
No, we were just going out for a drive this afternoon, Frank, and we ran out...
Yeah, we ran out this way to buy some gas from you, Frank. Price is way down, huh? How much is it?
We're down from 31 cents a gallon to 27.9.
Oh.
We don't like it, but we got to keep up with the competition. Prices have been jumping up and down ever since this thing started.
Well, I guess this is our lucky day, dearie.
Yep, our loss is your gain, McGee. How much you want?
Well, Oh, just give me the usual, Frank.
What?
Oh, McGee, 50 cents worth? You heard Mr. Fuller say there's a price war on. He's already cut his price 3 cents a gallon. Let's fill it up.
No, sir. I'm not the type of guy that he takes advantage of a friend who's forced to sell at a loss to keep up with the competition. No, sir. We'll just take enough to get us back home, Frank.
Well, Gino, that's a pretty swell attitude, Fib. I sure had you figured all wrong, sure. You'll have to forgive me for them lousy remarks made a while ago.
Think nothing of it, Frank, old man. Just put in a half a buck's worth so we can get home, and as soon as the price has stopped jumping up and down, we'll be back. You right, Molly? Quick, Dick, what does it say on that side of the street?
22 cents a gallon. The one across the street says 21 and a half.
And over there to the left, it's 21 and a quarter. Boy, oh boy, it's getting lower all the time. Imagine that, down from 31 cents.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet before this 50 cents worth of gas runs out, we'll find a place for 18 cents. Or maybe even 17.
Maybe, but I think it was a kind of a sneaky way to fool Mr. Fuller like that.
Well, that's the business world for you, kiddo. Dog eat dog. Anyways, I wouldn't tell old Frank we were going to scout around for a better price. I'm too soft-headed for that.
You mean soft-hearted, don't you?
I mean my head's too soft. You saw that monkey wrench in his hand, didn't you? Frank's an okay guy, all right, but he's what's known in the garage set as the emotional type.
With customers like you, I can see how he gets that way.
Hey, there's our place. Look there. We'll never beat that price. 19 point... No way. Hey, there's one for 18 point. Oh, there's one down the street for... No. Yeah, hey,
oh,
look at that.
Oh, isn't this silly?
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. Because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Look, McGee, we've been up and down this boulevard 6 times now.
I know, but before we go back to that 16 cents a gallon place, I just want to be sure that's the best deal. I hate to be took.
Oh, dear, you'd better make up your mind pretty soon because we're getting low again.
Hey, stupid! The idea of sticking your hand out the window like that if you're not going to turn.
My hand ain't sticking out the window.
Oh, beg your pardon. It's your ears.
Well, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, him. Very funny, Fatso.
Hi, kids. Pull over, McGee. I want to talk to you.
Okay, pull up ahead. Hey, maybe Doc knows where there's a good buy. He drives around a lot.
Hiya, Molly. Where you kids going?
Around in circles mostly, Doctor. We had planned on going for a drive out in the country, but ever since McGee found there's a gasoline price war on.
Yeah, hey, Fatso, do you know where they got the best deal? Our tank's nearly empty, and I...
Oh, a guy like you shouldn't have to pay for the stuff, McGee.
What you mean?
Well, the way you keep gassing with that mobile mouth of yours, all Molly has to do is pump your arm and you'll have enough to last all winter.
Ah, look, I got no time to bandy words, bandy legs. I gotta fill my gas tank. I saw a place back there for 16 cents a gallon. You seen it anywhere any cheaper any place?
Nope, that's the lowest price in town.
Okay, what'd you want to see me about?
A microscope. I just wondered if you'd be interested in a good used microscope for a dollar. But if you're in such a hurry,
hey,
I'll...
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
A buck? For a good microscope? Used?
Well, you're always fooling around with mine when you come to the office, so I thought that... But if you're not interested...
Wait a minute. Sure I'm interested.
Well, it's at the hospital.
Huh?
I'm on my way over there now, so if you let me have your dollar...
A buck, huh? Sure, sure. Thanks for telling me about it, George. Here you are.
Thanks. And here you are.
What's this?
Your raffle ticket.
What?
They're holding the drawing and surgery tonight to help send Doc Fredericks to Hawaii on his honeymoon.
What? Why?
Hello,
pal. Thanks for the contribution.
Why? There it is again, Molly. 16 cents a gallon. Imagine that. Down from 31 cents.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's the lowest price in town.
You guess? If you don't know, nobody does. Pull in there and fill up the tank and let's go home. It's almost 3 o'clock. We've wasted this whole day.
Okay. I guess there's no sense overdoing this thing. No, this looks like rock bottom. And a few tents here and there won't make much difference. Oh, look at the sign.
Now what?
Yes, sir, regular Ethel.
Hmm? We just stopped in to use the phone, bud. Is that okay?
Oh, sure, it's in the station there. Help us up.
The phone? Mickey, what's this all about? I thought you were going to...
Well, I was, until I noticed his sign. Look at that. 5-gallon limit. If that's the case, we'll do better across the street at that other place, Slim Station.
Oh, McGee, for heaven's sake.
It's 0.5 cents more, but there's no limit than the way I figured. Oh, wait a minute. Am I figuring that right? 0.5 cents? Open the glove compartment and give me a pencil and paper. I'll work this thing out. Let's see. 6 7/8 × 4 3/5. Move the cipher over and move the drop the thing under the... What did I do with that decimal point?
McGee, I've had enough. If this isn't the most ridiculous thing I
ever... Look, it'll only take another minute, Molly. I nearly...
Hey, you folks still here? Nothing wrong with that phone of mine, is there?
Oh, no. We've been trying to figure...
Well, do you mind if I use the phone a minute? I got an important call to make.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Thanks. I won't be a minute.
Okay. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. If we go across the street to Slim and get 10 gallons at 16.5...
Slim? Morgan. Yep, just got the word. Gas war is over. Yeah, I put up your old sign again. Ain't that great? They're right.
Oh, no.
Say, would you folks mind backing your car up? I want to take that 16-cent sign down and put up the old sign. Boy, happy days are here again.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Your friends have more to say to you presently. Say, if you're feeling the miseries of a cold, do yourself a real favor, won't you? And find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, can be taken at any stage of a cold to relieve the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin comes in smooth-coated, easily swallowed tablets, in packages easy to carry with you wherever you go. And that's just what you'll want to do if you have a cold during this time of the year. Take Tabsin.
Ah, well, there we are. The old sign's back up again. We're all set.
Yeah, that's peachy. Hey, look at his prices, will you? This must be the most expensive place in town. 32 cents here and all the others are 31.
Murder.
Let's get out of this jib joint, kiddo. We might as well go back to Frank. No sense letting this guy take advantage of us.
Empty.
Hmm. Give me a gallon. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. Frank Fuller was played by Jack Crucian and Mrs. Atherton by Natalie Masters. Well, so much for McGee's problems with the petroleum industry. On Monday, together with his ever-present spouse, he gets into the spirit of the season and goes shopping for a Christmas present for good old Doc. You can go along, too, if you join us again then. This is John Wald wishing you all a happy weekend.